Hey, friend, it's been a minute since we've talked about Pinterest marketing here on the podcast, so I thought it was time that we revisit this topic. A lot has changed over the years with Pinterest, especially given the explosion of AI. So this week, Heather Ferris is joining me on the podcast. She runs a Pinterest agency and education company. Heather has helped hundreds of creators on Pinterest grow their traffic and sales through both organic and paid Pinterest ads. During the episode, we talk about how to use the Pinterest Trends tool, which helps you determine which keywords are and are not popular on the platform. We talk about missed opportunities that e-commerce brands make when it comes to Pinterest, how much time you should allocate to Pinterest marketing, and also how AI is affecting how people use Pinterest, and so much more. Today's episode is brought to you by our Email Marketing for Product Makers Guide. If you have struggled with having consistent email marketing strategies because maybe you're just not sure what to say or when to send those emails or how often to email your direct-to-consumer or wholesale customers, we have the perfect tool for you. Head to prooftoproduct.com/email marketing. You can grab our free email marketing guide that has helped hundreds of product makers plan out an entire year's worth of marketing emails. There's the guide, and we also have an optional training that you can purchase for $27 that goes along with the guide. That will help you create a strategy that works for your specific business and keeps those orders flowing in. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/email marketing. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey, Heather, welcome to Proof to Product.
Hey, Katie, thanks for having me.
I'm super excited to talk to you because it's been a minute since we've talked about Pinterest here on the podcast, and I know it's such an excellent tool, especially for product-based business owners. So let's kick this off by telling us a little bit about yourself and the type of work that you do.
So I run a Pinterest agency and education company. I've been doing this for 8.5 years, and I adore Pinterest. It is the only platform I really operate on other than just having a blog and a YouTube channel, obviously, but like for clients and client-facing activities, it's just Pinterest for me. And it's just been something that has been such a gift for so many because it's such an untapped platform. So for the last 8.5 years, I really got started with a mommy blog. Mm-hmm. And it's morphed in that time frame through service-based business now on Pinterest, my own putting that on Pinterest, clients working with them on Pinterest. And then eventually, right around 2019, I added in e-commerce because that's really when Pinterest started pushing e-commerce and trying to attract more product-based brands mm-hmm. to the platform, to the ecosystem. And since then, it's just grown and expanded. And we have a CEO now that was an executive over at Google for Google e-com. So he brought a lot of e-commerce to the platform as well. So that's just expanded things in new directions. And it's just been a really good thing for me, just like mentally and like work-wise to work mm-hmm. on. I went to school for accounting and finance.
Oh, wow.
I did not expect to end up in marketing, but accounting is just so boring. I cannot do it. I do not want to do bookkeeping. I do not want to do payroll. I've sold insurance. I've sold loans. I've done all sorts of finance things. And I just, this brings me so much joy.
Awesome. So who do you work with mostly? And are you doing like done-for-you work with Pinterest? Or is it mostly like educational, teaching people how to do it themselves?
I have a mix. And that's one of the reasons why Pinterest approached me last year to have me come do consulting inside with them. So I do done-for-you work for clients, both e-commerce and content-based clients. I just onboarded, actually just re-onboarded a new client. We had worked together in 2023, 24, and she does like website design. So it's just a myriad of different clients, but the foundation and the like baseline strategy is all the same. It's a keyword-driven platform. It's a search-driven platform. So we start there with everyone. And then really the big differences in the strategies is like creative types, depending on if you have a store or not, if you have video or not, like those things impact the baseline strategy for each client. But really I work with all sorts of people, and that might be a red flag for some, like, oh, she doesn't have specialty, but Pinterest is the specialty.
So. Yeah. No, yeah. I relate to what you're saying because I teach people how to sell their products wholesale. And frankly, it doesn't matter what type of product they're selling because a lot of the methods, the business strategy behind it is the same. We're going to tweak some of the strategies based on their particular product and brand and all that. But I hear what you're saying because I feel that way about my work as well. Okay, you've talked about some of the strategies loosely of like video and creative and all that stuff. Can you give us a high-level update of maybe what's working right now for e-commerce brands that are utilizing Pinterest?
One thing that all e-commerce brands should be doing with Pinterest, because it is a visual platform, is using more lifestyle imagery for their products. We all have white background photos for e-commerce. There is a time and place for those, but the one thing that comes back time and time again when I audit client accounts, when I'm running e-commerce strategies, the top traffic-driving pins to these client websites are those lifestyle photos. It's something that people can envision themselves within. They can see themselves in that outfit. They can see themselves with that backpack or with that living room furniture situation. So lifestyle photos for sure. Now, something new on the block are collage pins, which are new and interactive. They kind of brought this in with the invention of Shuffles. And as they—
Tell me what those are. I'm not familiar with those.
Shuffles. So Shuffles was a third-party Pinterest app that was developed in 2022. It was invite only there for a long time. And then they kind of opened it up for everyone once they'd, you know, gotten to a point to where they could kind of open the floodgates. They've now embedded that tool into Pinterest. So you can actually make collage style pins on Pinterest. These are really great for e-commerce if you're making collages of products. So you could do things like gift guides, mood boards, you know, design guides if you're like an if you sell interior design products and things like that. So there's the creativity is really truly lies with the creator of the collages. They can be used in so many ways, but if you pin your products first and then you make your collages out of the products, the pin then becomes shoppable, which is really cool. And like they're like animated naturally. So it really helps to draw people in.
Very cool.
Something else that it's not really new, but I harp on this constantly is Pinterest Trends. Everyone should be using Pinterest Trends. It's not just like a trend finding tool. And this is not like trends like, oh, let's find a trending audio like on Instagram Reels. That's not what it is at all. It's a tool that is telling you when certain keywords are popular and not on the platform. It's really good for not only product marketing strategies, but also just content marketing strategies as well. Like when should you be using these keywords? Well, the tool tells you.
Interesting. So, well, and you can take that information outside of Pinterest too and layer it into what you're doing on other social platforms or email marketing or any of that too, I assume.
Pinterest Trends is literally Google Trends just for Pinterest. So if you've used Google Trends in the past, then you're very familiar with a tool similar to what I'm talking about.
This all sounds really fascinating. What would you say are some missed opportunities that business owners make when it comes to Pinterest?
Video. So they're not using video on Pinterest because they think it's an image-only platform, where we have been video for a lot longer than, I mean, we've had video on Pinterest since before Reels were introduced. So using your Instagram Reels, even just repurposing them to Pinterest, which, by the way, there's a new claim integration with Instagram and Pinterest where it will automatically publish your posts from Instagram to Pinterest.
Really?
You are 75% of the way done. By the time it hits Pinterest, you just have to go in and optimize it for that SEO part for Pinterest, move it to a board, redirect it to your website. So let's say you're a candle seller and you've just created this beautiful Instagram reel showcasing your new candle line. PF Candle Co. is actually like an inspiration for me for this. I've been following them for years. I've listened to so many things that they've done. They're like a perfect example of this. You release a new line, you launch the social graphics on Instagram, and that Instagram reel then hits Pinterest. Well, Pinterest is a traffic driving platform. It's not a social media platform like Instagram.
Right.
Pinterest doesn't want to keep you chained to their platform. They want you to go off and go discover other things to do. So when the reel hits Pinterest, you edit it, change the link to be the collection that you just launched or the product that's in the reel. change the title, change the description, and put it on that board that it goes to. And now it's going to be indexed for people who are searching for that exact thing.
You make it sound so simple and easy. And I know it's not. I know it takes nuance and like there's research behind it and figuring out what keywords and everything. Like there is a science to it. But like on average, how much time would one need to spend?
Once you really nail down your keyword research tactics and you figure out how you want to find keywords on Pinterest, the trends tool is honestly the easiest way for most. Especially for e-com brands, there's going to be a lot of content and keywords in there you can use. Mm-hmm. Once you nail down your keyword research method, it should really only take you 5 to 10 minutes to edit a reel, add a title and a description.
Right, because you're repurposing content at that point. Yeah. You're not just creating new stuff for the platform. Okay. I find, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because you've worked with a lot of people on this, I find that most people get hung up on what keywords they want to use. And even if they do look at trending reports, they're like, what applies to me? And they like overcomplicate it maybe. Do you feel the same?
100%. So what I tell people to do, if this is the case, if they are getting hung up in this, what keywords are you already using on your website for Google? Let's start there and just populate those into the keyword search bar on Pinterest. And if that same exact keyword comes up on Pinterest, then you're going to add it to your Pinterest keyword plan.
And if they're not currently doing much with SEO on Google, what do you suggest then?
I think we need to start at square one, and you need to watch my YouTube video on how to create a keyword strategy. There's a whole like, 25
we'll include
minute.
That. We'll include that in your replay.
There's a masterclass on there I created for this exact reason. And we really just need to find out how people are searching for you. And the easiest way to do that is just by getting curious. What are people asking you? What keywords are you using to find your products? Go to ChatGPT and ask it what people are searching to find your products. Go in Turn Keywords Everywhere On, which is a really affordable tool I use, and put your web page in and have it analyze the page and see what you might already be ranking for. Or search for your keyword on Google with Keywords Everywhere On and see what the related and long tail keyword options are. And let's start with what Google is already telling us.
Yeah. Use what's already available to you and just expand upon it. I love that. You mentioned ChatGPT. So I would also like to kind of touch on here, like how is AI affecting how people are using Pinterest?
One of the big things that is being impacted right now from the consumer standpoint is there's so many AI images getting created for just nonsense.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really flooding people's feeds. It's not great. Back last year, before we decided to move, I was planning a living room remodel. And I couldn't find real life living rooms that I wanted to pull inspiration from because there was so much AI. So they're really combating that right now. Now, the great part about AI and Pinterest, because it's not all negative.
Yeah, for sure.
I like to use AI in my workflows and my copy creation. So I actually developed a pin bot. I hired someone.
Cool.
I developed all of the prompts and everything that I wanted to use. I obviously have the Pinterest strategy in my brain I had to pull out. I just sent her everything and she made me a bot. And it's all custom and it is specific for Pinterest marketing strategy. And it's been really great. So I actually use the pin bot is what it's called to write pin copy and to write pin descriptions and help me with like ideating, you know, what other pin titles, what text overlays could we use. I tell it what infographic fields are available on my Canva templates and that I need an infographic created for this piece of content. Here's the fields, here's the content, and it makes it for me.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So yeah, again, just using everything that's already available. And I actually have my bot settings to where it doesn't train on the data. So
that's nice. So your stuff's not going out in the wild, wild west of the internet. Cool. All right. So I also wanted to kind of touch about on Pinterest advertising. Is organic growth reach on Pinterest? I don't want to say dead because that sounds so negative, but like, is there still a place for organic reach or are most people seeing reach through paid advertising?
There is very much a space for organic reach because we do have a much smaller platform than like Meta or TikTok, which TikTok is still kind of unknown. We don't know what's happening there. But we have 572 million monthly active users across the world. That's a lot smaller than like a Meta platform. So there is still a lot of potential for organic content. And there's a lot of potential for paid ads. I think it just depends on what's in your budget and what you have time for and kind of what your goals are for success. Mm-hmm. If you're needing something turned around in 2 months, organic's probably not going to do that for you. It's more like a 6 to 9 month slog. It is an SEO-based platform, so you have to keep that in mind. You're not ranking on page one of Google as soon as you publish your e-com store.
Right.
Unless you're just in some weird unknown thing that Google doesn't have anything for yet. But most of us are not in that. So there's a place for ads. There's a place for organic. There is some AI built within our ads now as well. And I think Google has some of that as well these days. They're called Performance Plus ads. And I've been running them for my blog, just testing them out.
How's it going?
Ads to my blog. It's going really well. I'm getting really cheap CPMs. I'm actually making more on my display ads than I'm spending on the ads. Hmm. So I'm getting basically free traffic to the website.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What kind of budgets should an e-commerce brand expect to spend if they want to start dabbling in paid ads on Pinterest?
Dabbling, minimum of $50 a day. I would say 100 is probably a better place to start. Pinterest is going to tell you it's 2.5 times your average order value.
Okay. That's helpful. Everyone should know their average order value if they're listening. Exactly. We talk about that a lot here. Okay, cool. And then in terms of ROI, like on the paid ad side, how does that kind of compare to Meta, Google, different other advertising platforms for paid?
There are some metrics on Pinterest. I don't know if I can pull them up quick enough, but there are some metrics on Pinterest for certain industries. Don't quote me on this exactly. I can definitely find an article and come back to it. But just based on my own experience, it's on par with Meta, if not slightly better, depending on the industry. Mm-hmm. Right now, Q1 coming out of Q4, we have an art client that we're selling prints for, and our ROAS has dropped to 1.5, whereas Meta is still pushing like 4 to 5.
Yeah.
So like it's so platform and customer dependent and audience dependent, but we see pretty decent returns.
That's cool. Is that something that you, like in your strategy for different e-com brands, like I assume you start with organic first and then you maybe move into paid ads once you see what's kind of working and what's gaining traction. Is that kind of how you approach things or am
I? Yes and no. It depends on what the client wants. So if the client comes to me and they're like, hey, we have this website, it's established. We have this Pinterest profile. There's some boards on it. We haven't done anything with it. We want to run some ads. Mm-hmm. Everything that I run ads for, I publish organically. So we get the longevity of the ad. That's one of the huge benefits of running ads on Pinterest. When you turn the ad off, if you publish the pin organically before running the ad, it can continue some legacy growth once the ad is off. If you're running ads on Meta, when the ad's off, the ad's off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's gone. So you can continue to have some earned attribution there for your Pinterest ads. So when clients come to me and I run their ads, I do run everything through organic first, then publish the ad. But you don't necessarily have to have organic to run ads, and you don't need ads for organic. Mm-hmm. They do have a symbiotic relationship though.
Gotcha. Okay. Given though all we know about like SEO and like Pinterest and like it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Like it's going to take time for everything to the algorithms to pick up and all this stuff. That makes me think about what you just said about like posting to organic first and then seeing how it performs, it sounds like, and then deciding what to run. So given that things take a while to gain traction on Pinterest or for you to see the success, how long are you waiting on an organic post before you decide, okay, let's flip this to like a paid thing?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. So I publish it organically. That way we get the longevity when I turn the ad off.
Oh, so it's not a testing mechanism. It's just here's the order that we're doing things in.
Yeah. It's order of operations more than like what we need to see before we run the ad. No, if a client is spending money to run ads, then that's part of phase one is really testing. So we use part of the budget for testing and really, really figuring out what's going to work or not. Based on click-through rate, outbound clicks, engagement rate, add to carts, whatever their goals are, we set those metrics and then determine the success of whatever we're testing. So,
yeah. Okay. You know, if we had to boil this down to like, what are like 3 things that you would recommend for e-com brands that, let's go with people that are just getting started with Pinterest. Like, what are 3 pieces of advice you'd recommend for folks just getting started with Pinterest? And then maybe we could talk about people that are already on Pinterest after that.
Yeah. So if you are just getting started and you're an e-com brand, the very first thing I'm going to have you do is go into the trends tool and do some research for each of your product lines that you have on your website. You can do this based on your menu. A lot of people get really confused about where to start. start with your website menu. Go collection by collection or product by product. And let's, based on each collection, get Pinterest boards established on the Pinterest profile and start pinning your products to those boards. Now, I want to let everyone know that's listening, if you're e-com and you have a Shopify store, Squarespace store, it doesn't matter, whatever kind of store, the meta description from your website is going to overwrite onto Pinterest once those pins publish and the two connect and start talking to each other. Mm. So you really want to make sure that your website descriptions, your shop descriptions are very optimized for search. That means sometimes going back and editing those descriptions and adding some of your Pinterest keywords.
Yeah.
That way, when the product comes over, because you're not writing a custom description for those pins, that description is populated with keywords that can be indexed.
That's a good tip. Now, thank you.
Once you have all of your collections on your website published as boards and the pins are published as pins, then what I want you to do is kind of move into a 201 strategy with video and then collages. So start incorporating, you're going to start with just like standard image pins. Mm-hmm. Start playing around with those two other image types, because those are going to actually bring a lot more engagement probably than just the image pins.
Okay. So static photos, then we move into video and also the collages like you talked about. And it sounds to me like you're a fan of repurposing content done elsewhere, taking Instagram posts or reels or videos from elsewhere and weaving that into Pinterest.
Absolutely.
Does Pinterest dislike or like it? Like, for example, when we do these podcast episodes, I clip this stuff into little clips. And then I want to post it all at the same time because it's available and it's ready. But I know some of the different systems don't really like that. They want you to like drip out the content or whatever. What is the deal with Pinterest on that? Can you like flood it with stuff if you have it ready to go, or do you need to space it out? What's your suggestion there?
Yeah, you don't have to space it out if you don't want to. The only thing I would say is don't flood it. Like, let's say you have 15 pieces of content and you've only ever published one a day.
Mm-hmm.
I would make sure that you're building up, because Pinterest has these spam filters for bots where it's looking for like floods of content like that.
Yeah.
So if you only ever publish like one thing a day, maybe let's use the scheduler to actually just sprinkle it out over a week or so.
Yeah.
But you also have all this other content in your business, probably between social media and all your product lines, that you can also be incorporating in. So you have like four different things going out in a day instead of 15 of the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my preference. Now, Pinterest has no guidelines on this, but I will say the spam filters have caught a lot of my Etsy seller students publishing 10 pins per product. And they have like 10 products that they're publishing all in one day. That's like 100 things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, when they do their new releases, I can see them just wanting to push it all forward, you know? But yeah, yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So I would actually prefer you to spread it out. Just use the scheduler. There's so many approved Pinterest schedulers these days that you can sign up for, because they opened up their API a few years ago. And there's also just the native Pinterest scheduler, which is free to use.
What's your favorite one if you're going third-party route?
Tailwind, especially if you have Shopify, because they have a Shopify integration with Tailwind that will bring your products in. Nice. And you can actually just use their platform to schedule them to Pinterest.
That's great. Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. So we talked about beginners, what they need to be focused on. Let's say somebody has been on Pinterest in the past. Maybe they kind of let it go stale. They haven't been around it for a bit. Like, what can they do to reinvigorate or kind of breathe new life into their existing Pinterest?
Okay, so we're reinvigorating. So we're going to audit the account for existing and previous content and goals. So in this case, you have e-com sellers listing. So also products. Did you have products on the account before? Is that a new addition to the business? Was the business a different focus before, or are we going a new direction? So really figuring out what your current goals are for your current business and if that matches the profile. If it doesn't match the profile, we're going to hide everything. We're going to start new boards, and you're going to use the same process as the beginners. Something else that you're going to do is, for either beginner or advanced, is connect your store to Pinterest to get that claimed. Shopify is obviously the easiest because they have an app. It also installs all of your pixels, which is from a more advanced person. If you are going to be running ads, you definitely want your pixel on and collecting data. And then I really just want you to follow the same steps as the beginners, because it's really foundational for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Do you offer audits if folks want to do one-off audits on their Pinterest?
I do. Yeah. And they're on my website. You can just reach out.
Mm-hmm. Cool. We'll include that. Also, let's go through some of the other I know you said you do Done For You and also educational things. If folks are interested in learning more about how to leverage Pinterest, how can they work with you? Why don't you give us a quick overview on that?
Just visit heatherferris.com. Everything is on the website. I kind of take you through it all. There is a work with us page if you're interested in me helping you and my team helping you with your Pinterest account. There is an a la carte service guide on there with prices included that tell you current day pricing, what's included, and what you can expect. And then I have an education like membership. It's low ticket, it's $37 a month. There's three tiers, but everyone gets the same. It's just three pricing tiers, depends on what you want. But inside is all of my Pinterest strategies that I've boiled down over the years. And it's a self-paced, come as you go. You're not held hostage by any means. You get control of canceling your account if you want to. And then we have live calls. We have 3 to 4 live calls a month. I invite guests in to talk about specific topics that people are interested in learning more about. But I have everything in there from organic Pinterest marketing to ads to a template library and more. I think there's about 14 or 15 on-demand courses. I also include my PinBot in my membership.
Cool.
I built it for them first. So
that's fantastic. Well, Heather, I really appreciate you taking the time to come talk to me about Pinterest today. And it sounds like it's been a really great tool for you and all of your clients. And I know we have a lot of Pinterest curious folks that listen to this podcast. Yeah. So friends, we will include all the links in the show notes so that you can reach out to Heather if you have more questions. But also, Heather, why don't you tell them where they can find you online if they want to follow you on social?
Instagram.com/HeatherFerrisCo_. I think I'm wearing a pink shirt with a cactus on it.
Fair enough. We'll include those links again in the show notes so people can find you. But thanks for joining me today and for all this helpful info.
Thank you, Katie.
Big thanks to Heather today for joining me. If you want to learn more from Heather about Pinterest strategies, check out all of her links, which are available in today's show notes. Also, if you have a friend who runs an e-commerce business who could benefit from hearing these strategies, share this episode with them or just share it on your Instagram and tag me at @proof2product. I'll do my best to reshare it. If you learned something new today, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and write a review at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. It only takes a couple minutes. You can decide which platform you want to leave that review on. It makes it really simple and easy to do that. But your reviews do help our show gain more visibility, and it tells the podcast feeds to share our show with other people who have similar interests to you. More eyes on our show means that we can bring in more high-quality guests and partners who will help you grow your business. Again, you can leave that 5-star rating and review at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product. Thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.